I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The latest updates from the Family Prosperity Index about the best places to live are in. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Judy Faze reports the region is doing well.
Economics is just one element of a good quality of life in this ranking. Other metrics include drug abuse, religious attendance, and crime rates. J. Scott Moody and his wife developed the Family Prosperity Index to be comprehensive.
That's really what we're trying to show here, is that interrelationship between economic factors and social factors. You really can't separate the two without causing long-term harm to your overall state.
Utah tops the latest index, followed by Idaho. Colorado and Wyoming are also in the top 10, and Montana's ranked 15th. The American Conservative Union funded the project along with the conservative think tank the Sutherland Institute. But Sutherland's Derek Monson says the findings aren't partisan.
Anybody who cares about families being strong, being happy, being prosperous should care about this.
He says the analysis is based on 60 measures from government agencies, and New Mexico ranked last. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Judy Faze.
Despite a severe drought across the southwestern United States this spring, there should be plenty of water in the Arkansas River this year. That's good news for rafters and anglers, as the Arkansas is one of the nation's most popular mountain rivers. State and federal officials say water from melting snow is rushing into central Colorado, thanks to a surprisingly wet winter near the river's headwaters in the Sawatch Mountains. Those stand just outside the northern reach of the drought. This is 91.5 KRCC News.